Country Bob FM. The clown show that is the Bob FM Almanac.
Right on. Whoa.
Here, Mike.
There it is.
Yeah, there's something wrong there. I don't know.
I got a,
it's weird.
Dirty connection?
I don't know. You've been known not to be very cleanly over there.
Should I?
We need to get a pressure washer. We need to do some sanitization.
Right.
That's what we need to do. We need to call American Pressure. It is the Almanac, and on today's Almanac, one of the great ones, we have to say goodbye. It's a Bob Almanac salute.
Mr. Handsome.
Yes.
Would you do it for me?
Do what?
Give me that look that you gave Monica Savage in your last movie.
Why not? Brace yourself. Hiya, baby.
Lyle Wagner on Carol Burnett, more of a straight man. He was no Tim Conway or Harvey Korman or any of those guys on there, right, Neil?
Right, right.
I mean, he was a straight guy using his looks. He was Mr. Handsome there.
Yeah. And what about working opposite Linda Carter in Wonder Woman?
Talk about
a dream job.
Yeah, Hugh Handsome was actually the name of his character on Carol Burnett. And he was Steve Trevor. Yes, he was. That's what I remember him best from. Watching Wonder Woman when I was a kid and working with the lovely Linda Carter. But Lyle Wagner passing away yesterday at the age of 84 here today. He had some good hair right to the very end. You know, he didn't work much in the last 15 years. There's really nothing in his filmography, either TV or motion pictures after 2005. So he hadn't worked much through his 70s and into his 80s. Today, Wednesday, March 18th, 78th day of the year, 288 left, 1852. Henry Wells and William Fargo. Wells Fargo, you've heard of them. They started their shipping and banking company. They had stagecoaches running back and forth and doing their thing. And, you know, they originally named their business American Express. So think about that right now. Wells Fargo, one of their main banking competitors is
American Express.
Is American Express.
That's weird.
I
had never heard that. That's good.
We, of course, have a strong presence, Wells Fargo, here in Minneapolis because Norwest Bank bought Wells Fargo. And then kept the Wells Fargo name way back when. When was that? Early 90s? Maybe Norwest Bank was around, and then all of a sudden they purchased Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I
want to say
90s. Early 90s, yep.
Because that building, the big one, the one that's next to the IDS, the one that looks like something from New York, that was the Norwest Center originally. And now, I don't know if they changed the name, but it was the Wells Fargo Center for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Total country. You got to know your skyscrapers, Neil.
For sure.
I just know
the Fauché Tower.
That should be, it shows your age.
Right.
What's your favorite skyscraper? It's the Fauché Tower. That's my favorite. I remember. That was the state, 1852. 1882, Morgan Earp. 1882, assassinated by outlaws.
Well, he was shooting pool, maybe.
He was playing billiards.
Nice.
And you know what? If you are, no matter what side of things are, whether you're an outlaw or you're a lawman, you probably, in the Old West, probably shouldn't play games. Because wasn't Wild Bill Hickok shot playing cards? The old dead man's hand?
Yeah, aces and eights.
And I think Bat Masterson was shot playing Connect Four. So, I would steer away from those kind of leisure activities. You know,
right.
No bowling, no lawn jarts, no bocce ball when you are either a lawman or an outlaw in the wild, wild west. 1882. 1892, Lord Stanley proposed the idea of a Silver Cup Challenge. They were going to sell it at their garage sale anyway.
They were.
Lord Stanley, yes,
indeed. It was going to be in a garage sale.
Lord Stanley was going to sell this cup at a garage sale or a rummage sale. He's going to donate it to a church sale. I don't know what it was. But they said, let's donate this here, give it away for a little hockey challenge cup. They called it the Challenge Cup early on. The original cup cost $50, which in 1892 dollars was still pretty big.
Yeah, it's more than that now.
1911, North Dakota enacted a hail insurance law. You know, they had also included in that was for golf courses. So if your house got hit, if you lived on a golf course, then that would be covered.
Right.
At that point in time. Have you ever had to call your insurance company because you hit a house?
I haven't, but I've hit a few houses.
You've hit a few houses. You know what I do? When I golf, I always take the cart that has the cloaking device. Yeah, like the Klingons.
Yes.
You know, cloaking device. And then if you hit a house, you get in your cart, and then you activate the cloaking device, and they can't see you.
Right. Then you turn it back off when you get to the next hole away from the...
Right. Yeah, as soon as you're out of their eyesight, they just turn it off because it does sap battery. A lot of power.
Right.
1921, Poland was enlarged. Neil, have you ever suffered from an enlarged Poland? Don't you think that's something you should go and see the doctor about?
Well, yeah, you can't get in now, but, but in the future.
Poland was enlarged with the second piece of Riga on this date. You go in and you get a polonoscopy. 1921, you know, this virus is doing things to my mind.
Yes, it is. It really
1931.
Is. Hi, I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Hi.
Out of cookies? Let's make some.
Hi, I'm the Pillsbury Doughboy. And hi, I'm Marcia Brady. I have a crush on my TV brother. That was this date that Pillsbury introduced the Pillsbury Doughboy. This date, 1965. One of the more recognizable advertising characters, I would say, right?
I would say yes.
We got to go back to 31. We're jumping around.
New Schick Power Shave with two exclusive advances. Full contact head, twice as big, covers twice as much whisker.
Schick introduced the first ever electric razor. It's kind of funny. When I first started shaving, I had the regular razor. Then I went to electric razor, and and then for the last 20, 25 years, it's been all regular razor.
Yep.
Because the real good ones are good.
They are.
The ones that have like five or six blades.
Right.
And they're very expensive. And I use them until the very end.
Well, I do too.
Until they start,
you know, you can tell. That was painful.
Where
that
they're grabbing the hair instead of cutting, then you know it's time to flip-flop the cartridge.
Yep.
So
sure.
That was in 31, the first electric razor from the boys at Schick. 1986, the United States Treasury Department announced it would begin weaving polyester threads into bills in an effort to combat counterfeiters. So back in 86, Neil, when you were wearing that polyester leisure suit, little did you know there was polyester in your suit and in your dollar bill and your folding money.
I didn't know that.
1992 this day. Let's go to Hollywood.
I wanted to know that today, by placing her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, we claim her as our own. And I'm pleased to join with the members of the City Council in proclaiming this day, March 18th, 1992, as Donna Summer Day.
Donna Summer Day.
Wow.
Why are we not celebrating that on Bob FM? More Donna Summer. One Donna Summer song an hour here on Bob FM.
Let's do it.
Donna Summer, she is the queen of disco. She received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame here this date in 1992. It only makes sense because she did work hard for the money, Neil.
She did. And so, she sang about it.
Yeah. So 2016. No, wait a minute. I missed 1995. This was in the news in 95.
Once again, Michael Jordan's driving hard down the lane. It was just 17 months ago that Michael shocked the round ball realm by announcing his retirement.
I just feel that I don't have anything else for myself to prove.
But he did leave the locker room door open for a possible comeback.
And this was the day that he announced his comeback. His 17-month NBA retirement, Air Jordan was back.
Sure.
And then he went and won three more titles.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He's the greatest.
He elevated Luke Longley to superstar status. That's how good Michael Jordan was.
Right.
2016.
That's impressive.
An absolute victory for Hulk Hogan in his invasion of privacy battle against Gawker. The jury siding with the former wrestler on all counts, awarding him $115
million. $115 million to Hulk Hogan, a.k.a. Terry Bollea. By a Florida jury's lawsuit against Gawker.com, they posted a 2006 tape of, it was a video of him being intimate. And people who were buying and watching it thought it would just be a demonstration of what to do and what happens if you, say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
Right.
And
or how to get out of the figure four leg lock.
2016, and then a year ago.
Can you believe this pigeon just sold for $1.4 million?
Huh?
The pigeon named Armando just commanded the highest price ever at auction.
The pigeon population in New York City is estimated at around 7 million, and they have a bad rap.
Pigeons, flying rats, as a lot of people call them. But this one here was worth a pretty penny, $1.42 million, sold this date 2019. We shot many of them with our BB guns in the old cupola.
Just
and
think of the money that you...
And the haymow, who knows?
I know.
Birthdays now today.
Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall.
Country, country, Charlie Pride.
Statuettes are standing
stage. He helped to break the color barrier in country music, Neil.
But will the time...
And he's still out there... That show at Grand Casino, we're still running ads. I'm assuming as of now it's still on.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Charlie Pride is 86 today. 86. Just a long, long list of hits. 86 for the Pride of Country. Irene Cara. Everybody knows Flashdance and Fame.
Sure.
Leave it up to me to break out her third biggest hit.
It's what you do.
Break dancing. Or just break dance. 1984 hit. If we had more room here, Neil, I would break dance. We just don't have the room. I think we have the room, but I think certain moves would take me inside of the 6 foot radius
right.
of where you are at, which right now is a perfect 6 feet as we measured on Monday.
Yes, we did. Shoulder to shoulder.
Irene Cara. You can say Cara if you want.
I always hear Cara.
She is 61 today. Vanessa Williams. Oh, God, she's nude. That's what George Burns said. I'm just quoting George Burns.
Right.
Former Miss America, of course, had to give up the crown when her picture showed up on in Penthouse.
Penthouse, yeah.
And then she would show up on a television show every now and then. You know, your Ugly Bettys or your Desperate Housewives. Your
Love singer, too, though.
Well, obviously. It's a huge hit.
It's great.
Save the best for last. She's really 57. This guy, he likes his dirty jobs.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
He would get dirty on a weekly basis. Mike Rowe. I think he's always he's also a spokesman for Ford.
Yeah.
Nowadays. He's 58 today. Mm-hmm. Queen Latifah, the actress, did a little rapping as well. Started in music, and now you see her on shows and things.
Sure.
Queen Latifah. I know you pronounce it Latifah, don't you?
I actually don't, but...
50 today. Comedian Dane Cook.
Why do people insist on yelling at the drive-thru? You know, it's modern technology. I'd be there with my little headset. Hi, welcome to Burger King. May I take your order? Sir, Whopper no onion! Latifah! Chewbacca? I'm bleeding from the ears here, Pacino. Let's calm down.
Dane Cook, 48, here today. He was also in the movie Good Luck Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
As well, did some acting. Here's a guy who really expanded his brand from the early days of Maroon 5. Very popular. Is he still on The Voice, or has he finally left? Or is he
I think he left.
He did. Yeah. He had had enough of it. That's right. All right. You got to move on sometime. You got to turn the page. Adam Levine is 41, and our rapper of the day today is...
Who is it?
Tink.
Huh?
Tink. Colonel Tink.
Colonel...
is the rapper of the day today, and he is 25.
He has to be so proud of a name like Tink.
It works for me. I mean, it's easy to get on a CD. It's only four letters.
Gone but not forgotten, our former president of the day is Grover Cleveland. He was born on this day, 1837. Now, he remains the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms and also the only president to be married in the White House.
I don't ever see that record being broken either. I think that's a Joe DiMaggio record.
I think so. You're probably
president serving two non-consecutive terms.
What about voice talent Edward Everett Horton?
Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Red who had an exclusive shop in the Hollywoods where she sold riding hoods.
That's why they call me Red Riding Hood. Cute!
One day, a very...
How good was the Rocky and Bullwinkle show?
Oh. So one of the very best.
Before its time, really. The way they would move from segment to segment change topics and so much. And that's the guy who did the voice for the Fractured Fairy Tales.
It was a cartoon for kids, but the adults enjoyed it too. Edward Everett Horton is the guy who was born on this day, 1887. 86. He will make no wine. They will serve no wine before it's time. Winemaker Ernest Gallo, 1909.
No better land.
Wrong wine.
No better wines than Gallo wines today.
That's still works.
Today's Gallo. All the best a wine can be.
Oh, all the best a wine can
yes,
be.
Yes, that was their line.
That's Ernest. And what was his brother's name?
Julio. Or Julio. But I think they pronounced the J
Julio,
in it.
I think you're right. 1909. Actor Smiley Burnett. He was on the Petticoat Junction.
He's always frowning, though.
Did we get audio for him or we didn't?
No.
Okay.
Joey.
This guy we do.
You ever hang around the gymnasium? Joey. You like movies about gladiators? Joey. Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
So many questions for Joey.
Right. There is Minneapolis native Peter Graves, who was born on this day, 1926. 8 years younger, I think it was, than his... Maybe not eight. When was James Arness? Maybe four. 4 years younger than his brother, James Arness, both here in Minneapolis. Mission Impossible, Peter Graves, 1926. Remember George Plimpton? He had several TV specials, wrote books.
Paper Lion,
1927. And Rock and Roll Hall of Fame soul singer Wilson Pickett.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down.
Let's get funky this morning.
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour.
He's the wicked Pickett, Neil.
He is. He's a good one, Wilson Pickett right there, born on this day, 1941, and they're all gone
but not forgotten. Okay, thank you.
Two appearances by virtual.
Yeah, we wanted an echo. We had an echo earlier because your microphone was malfunctioning, so right. I thought I would create my own echo since it was kind of an echo kind of morning. Mm-hmm. Would you like to start the no-repeat workday with a song from Joe Diffie, If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets, in parentheses, mm-hmm. Colin Ray, My Kind of Girl, or Older Women... Ronnie McDowell.
I'm going to go Colin Ray today.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.